Wow. It's getting a little chilly. I had to warm up the microphone before, you know, I rev up the RPMs, Greg. You know all about that,
oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I wanted to just, like, crank it up cold.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
All of a sudden, like, the cylinder heads, like, swell.
So I put a mitten on mine.
You need gaskets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It is 6:08. Good morning and welcome. Thursday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Lincoln Riley Killer, life, no parole, but no death penalty either. All right. What else do we have going on? FBI arresting a Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah. I could understand that after, like, you know, if your 401k crashes, but the market's still doing pretty good.
Right.
What are you upset about?
He's a Florida man.
Yeah. We'll get back to that. I always like to get something positive and upbeat in there.
Yeah? What you got?
Well, like going to a great concert to rock the country, a festival for we the people. We've got your tickets, and you know how it works. I give you a keyword, and you text it. The keyword is horse, H-O-R-S-E, horse. Text that to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to rock the country, including Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and many more. And this will be at the Ocala, Florida Horse Park, May 9th and 10th. So text HORSE to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply, please. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Click it or ticket. Look both ways before you cross. No wooden nickels. I think I've satisfied all the disclaimers for the day.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. No, every time I do that, I have to do that.
Got to keep the attorneys happy.
It's a litigious society in which we exist, dear Greg.
It's true.
I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. He's Greg. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
A little chillier this morning.
A little bit, yep. I wore pants as well.
I'm glad you put your pants on today. We're all a little bit more comfortable because of it. You know, me and the whole team.
Oh, wait. I am the team.
Yeah, that too. All right. So here's the dealio. According to the FBI, Florida man arrested, charged in a plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Arrested Wednesday, charged with a plot to reboot the U.S. government by planting a bomb at the New York Stock Exchange. Usually you just turn something off.
Yeah.
And you turn it back on again. Or reboot. Just, where's the explosive part come in with it?
I mean, unplug it for a little while. If you got to go to extreme, don't blow it up.
Allegedly, he was going to detonate it with a remote-controlled device. Haron Abdul Malik Yenner, 30, of Coral Springs, Florida. Okay. Charged with attempt to use an explosive device, damage or destroy a building, use it in interstate commerce. The FBI started investigating Yenner back in February based on a trip. He was storing bomb-making schematics in a storage unit.
Okay. That's suspicious.
Yeah, it's...
But you can find everything on the internet.
Well, it could be a hobby, but...
Building bombs?
It's an odd one.
Yeah, we all get our thing, you know?
Yeah. They found bomb-making sketches, many watches with timers, electronic circuit boards, other electronics that could be used for building explosive devices. He had also searched online for things related to bomb-making since 2017. Since 2017? Okay, thank goodness. It's a little bit of a slow study, right? Yenner also told undercover FBI agents that he wanted to detonate the bomb the week before Thanksgiving, and that the stock exchange in Lower Manhattan would be a popular site to target, you know? It's like, you know, let's shuffle the cards. Let's go. Wow. What comes up? Hey, stock exchange. I mean, think of that. He says the stock exchange. We want to hit that because it'll wake people up. Yenner, who was described as unhoused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a homeless dude?
No, you can't use that term, apparently.
House unhoused and home are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Un and less is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
And you get it.
Well, it's because we have logic and we have brains.
Here's a guy that appears to be pretty darn close to actually detonating a bomb.
Yeah.
That I would think the likelihood of killing human beings would be very, very likely.
Yes.
But yet, you're worried that you could hurt his feelings by calling him homeless.
I guess this explains why these schematics were in a storage unit, since he's unhoused.
So his schematics have a roof over their head.
But he does.
But he does.
Okay.
Okay, priorities. In the last month, he had rewired two-way radios so that they could work to remote triggers for an explosive device. Wow. Planned to wear a disguise.
If he's this smart, maybe he should get a job so he can get a house.
Yeah, but I think he's not driven by maybe monetary gain.
Right.
Maybe he's looking for all those virgins.
Oh.
Although there is no mention of that.
For himself. He's just wanting it for the reboot of the exchange there.
Yeah. So apparently he had a court appearance yesterday afternoon. He'll be detained while he awaits trial. Well, that's good.
That's unusual.
Really?
Yeah.
He was known to post videos on YouTube channel about making explosives and fireworks from household items. Had a history of making threats. He was fired last year from a restaurant in Coconut Creek, Florida, after his former supervisor said he threatened to go Parkland shooter in this place.
That's not a good work ethic.
Well, and Parkland is just, Florida, a couple of miles from Coconut Creek.
Yeah.
So that's probably like, you'd say... too soon?
Yeah,
like as in never.
Uh-huh.
He was also part of a small group that tried to join the far-right anti-government group, the Boogaloo Boys, and extremist group, the Proud Boys, but was denied membership because he said he wanted to pursue martyrdom.
Oh, so we are back to that now.
Well,
maybe is a possibility.
It's possible.
Huh.
Anyway... That's what I have. That came from ABC News.
Wow.
Unhoused. I have to remember that one. Unhoused.
Speaking of violence and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
shooting,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
just realize this date, millions tuned in, and I was one of them, to find out who shot JR. Well, is that a flashback or what?
Dude, I have flashbacks all the time, man. That's like Woodstock. That's totally different, man. Yeah, who shot JR?
Yeah.
Wow.
1980.
A blast from the past.
350 million people around the world tuned in for that.
Man.
That's a lot of people.
That was better TV than, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. So
okay. Well,
there's that.
Yeah.
And more realistic, even though it ended up being a dream sequence.
Oh.
It's 6:16. Happy, happy Thursday. Plenty on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. But thanks, Toto.
See what you did there.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah. I would tell you to hold the line, but it would be too late.
Wow. Love isn't always on time. It is 6:20. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always right. Some of your top stories, Lincoln Riley killer sentenced to life. What'd I do? What'd I say? Today's top stories?
No, before that. You did the line for Hayes?
Yeah, where the answer is always yes.
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't?
No, you said where the answer is always right.
Really?
Yeah, like, and in my head, I heard it with an attitude. Would you marry me?
Right. Yeah, right.
Right.
Wow. My apologies to Pierce Hayes and everybody at Hayes Jewelers.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. But
go.
I said right?
You said right. I love it.
Man.
That's going to show up at the Christmas party.
Yeah, but they used to do like outtakes.
Yeah. Yeah, your production directors who put the commercials together would always save those things. What's a production director? Yeah, it's what I do when I'm not on the air. So anyway, they would take all the your outtakes and they would keep them and they would put them all together and then try to embarrass you terribly at the company Christmas party.
Mm.
Sorry to interrupt. I couldn't help myself.
There wouldn't be time for much more if they did that to me. Wouldn't be a lot of time.
But now back to Bob's regular scheduled story.
But here I am, nearly 23 years later.
Wow.
I think that comes up, what, in another week or so?
Well, happy,
December 3rd it was,
really?
Back in the day. Yeah.
Happy Sky anniversary coming up for you then.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm sure that a fine gold Rolex is in the offering. Maybe not. How about just be happy you have a job, Bob, and shut it.
Yeah.
Shut it. Move on.
It's back to your story.
They don't want the boss to say, Bob, I heard your last show.
No, we don't want to hear that.
No. Mm-mm. You don't go there. Mm. All right. So you've got top stories. FBI arrests Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. Talked about that a little bit. Lakin Riley killer sentenced to life, no parole. Remember, that was an illegal alien who came across the border during the Biden administration's, well, open border festival, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, collateral damage. A few people, you know, been murdered and raped.
Well, they tell us that Americans kill more Americans than these people do, so that makes it okay.
Well, it depends. Indirectly, I mean, fentanyl, it's the number one killer of all adults, 18 to 45.
Good point.
And that's averaging about, 70,000 or more Americans a year since the Biden administration opened the borders. So,
thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of these people soon enough.
Good job.
Yeah.
Now, what do we do? What do we do? Most Americans favor some form of deportation. I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on the bad guys. You know,
I think they will. I think that's the goal.
And then go from there. But that's a good starting point.
Gang members, felons, criminals.
Yeah, because that'll keep us all, everybody from ICE to Border Patrol to law enforcement. That itself will keep them very, very busy. Senator Rand Paul, though, mentioned this on Tuesday. And he said that President-elect Trump's alleged plan to use the military as part of his deportation effort is a huge mistake. Yeah, you got to be careful how you do it. Obviously, most people are familiar with the Posse Comitatus Act. You don't want to deploy American troops on American soil. Now, you could use things like the National Guard if you can get cooperation from governors, and certainly, you know, in places like Texas, that would probably be very easily done. But Senator Rand Paul said, I think that I would do what I would do if I were in charge of the immigration situation would be to first go after those who have committed crimes. Again, I think a vast percentage of people fully support that. Only the kookiest of the kooks do not support that. Unfortunately, some of these kooky kooks are, governors and mayors. Yeah, Democrats, of course.
There are some kooky ones.
That really, they want to fight the deportation of criminal illegal aliens.
Pritzker up in Illinois, one of the worst. You got L.A. the other day. You did the story yesterday on how they're a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really, what are you doing for your citizens?
Yep. Mm. Senator Paul goes on, the big news right before the election was that there were 15,000 people in our country who have committed murder. There are about 13,000 that have committed sex crimes, violent sex crimes. That's 28,000 people.
But let's protect them.
And he says, why don't we start with the 28,000? And this will be interesting. Will they all run like, rats off the ship and to these so-called sanctuary areas? Probably.
Can you imagine what those places are going to turn into?
Well, maybe the people in those areas will stop voting for the dumb Democrats that put them in this situation.
I don't know. I don't have confidence in them. I see what they keep doing in Gainesville and Alachua County with the stupid stuff that they do all the time, and they just keep voting them back in.
Well, that's because the people in power are okay with the status quo. Those that normally would be so-called Republicans or conservatives, as long as they can get their things put through, their things done, they don't care about the periphery. They're focused on getting what they want. And so the status quo for them is okay. And that's why there hasn't been this big this big push. Never. And it'll be difficult for it to ever occur. That's one of the big reasons. Because so-called conservatives don't stand up, don't support the candidates the way they should.
Yeah.
That's from, you know, somebody, you know, that I trust that's had these kinds of conversations with those very people. So Rand Paul goes, he says, I'm not in favor of sending the army in uniforms into our cities to collect people. I think it's a terrible image. I agree. That's not what we use our military for. We never have. It's actually been illegal for over 100 years to bring the army into our cities. Army and our military are trained to shoot the enemy. They're not trained to get a warrant to do what they're doing. Gosh, I'm trying to think of a movie. I think it had Bruce Willis in it, and he played an army general, I think, and he said, you know, we don't operate with a scalpel. We operate with a sledgehammer, because they were being asked to put all these people like in a stadium or something. Americans, I forget what the gist of the story was. I get his point,
but there's more to the military than just shooting guns. They do lots of things. There's, I mean, if you look at the percentage of actual boots on the ground with guns, there are just a whole lot of people in our military that they do other things besides that. So I think that's a little bit of an overstatement, I think.
But, I mean, if you're sending them into areas, say, going house to house, that is going to be...
I get it. I get it.
Basically, a form of a combat operation.
Sure.
So that's the picture he sees. That's the picture he's painting, and he says, and that's an image we absolutely don't want.
Yeah. I understand it.
Wow.
But so you got to get it done.
Greg Cassidy hates the Constitution. Send hate mail, too.
Oh, no, not at all. Greg, I love the Constitution.
Greg hates the Constitution.
Wow. Oh, you sound like the Democrats talking about, you know, Trump or something.
Yeah.
That's the kind of garbage they do.
Stick around. There's lots of garbage. Heck, we're garbage, right?
Aren't we? According to Joe Biden.
Proudly.
Yeah.
Proudly.
Loving it.
All right, happy Thursday. It is 6:28. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe and you're in. 97.3, The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats, the Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Calming.
How did we get here?
It's all right. I feel that way too.
The Great American Meltdown.
How dare you put this man into office?
As your voice of reason. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Thursday. It is 6:37. It's also the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and a bit of a chill in the air, which actually to me feels very good. Might have to break out a jacket, which again to me is an awesome thing.
Oh, yeah.
For people who love it hot. Sweaty hot. Yep, it's gonna be a little break for you. It's gonna be maybe uncomfortable for you. But for everybody else, yes, it is gonna be absolutely beautiful. Now tomorrow morning it's gonna be even a little chillier.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It's all good. I don't care how cold it is.
Yeah.
Until my fingers get cold.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh no. Now I remember why I live in Florida. There you go. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
All right. We've got some top stories. FBI arrests a Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. This guy did a lot of research. Looked like he had the capability, putting bombs together, etc. And so this is not a good guy, and the FBI did a great job on this one.
Nice.
And so the New York Stock Exchange, because this is something that I believe he was planning around the Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Holiday, possibly?
That'd have been good.
No, not good at all. Also, Lakin Riley Killer has been sentenced to life with no parole. And right here in the Sunshine State, when they counted all the votes up, it looks like President-elect Trump received 1.4 million more votes.
Nice.
Than Kamala. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
fellow Floridians. All right? Appreciate it. I also want to give you the code word for Rock the Country tickets. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Jody Messina. It's going to be a huge show. 2 days. The tickets go for $139 a piece. We're giving away pairs. So what's that? $280 approximately?
Yeah.
That's a nice, nice giveaway. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Yep. Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. You want a chance to win? You need to text the word horse to 20357. That is horse. Text it to 20357. Data message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I remember when Jeff Bezos, this was about a month or so ago, he is the guy that owns Amazon. He also owns the Washington Post. Well, he explained that they weren't going to endorse anybody for president. And that was a slap in the face to Kamala. At least that's the way it came off.
Yeah.
But he explained, hey, look, we're not going to endorse any presidents anymore. You know, the media, and we talked about the media. I know who he means. 90% of the media, the left of center media, most of the media. He says, you know, we don't have a good reputation. We're not considered credible.
He's right.
It has gone way beyond bias. I remember it's funny. I was reading a book from Bernard Goldberg, who had worked for CBS News for many, many years. Later on, he was part of like HBO and some of the specials they did. But he was a news guy, and he wrote a book, and it was about bias in the media. And when he talked about it then, he was counting stories. Like a Republican is in office, we've got a homeless problem. A Democrat comes in, all of a sudden, there's no stories in the New York Times about the homeless.
You know, Obama got rid of all the homeless people?
Well, look, so that's one form of bias. We know not only is there bias on what stories they do. Well, here's a great example. The border. Wasn't for Fox News and talk radio. There might still be a bunch of people who think, oh, the border's perfectly fine. Yeah, but it's not. So what is going to take place? So people like MSNBC, those nutbags were completely shocked by Trump winning the election. They said, we told everybody he's Hitler and you still voted for him? Yeah, because enough Americans don't believe the garbage coming out of your mouth. So MSNBC, I guess the writing is on the wall. And so this yesterday morning, I think it was, the media giant confirmed that it is spinning off most of its cable channels, including MSNBC and CNBC, into a separate publicly traded company. It'll have the same ownership structure as Comcast, but it'll have its own management team, apparently going to be led by NBC Universal Media Group Chairman Mark Lazarus, which I don't know a lot about him.
Maybe he can raise it from the dead.
Well, very good. Here's the thing. You see, they think that their dwindling numbers are because people are cutting their cable. You know? They're becoming untethered. They're going with a lot more streaming services. Now, yes, that impacts their ratings. Yeah. To some extent. But they're also streaming their products. So how do you explain that? And here's what it led me to believe, too, by the way. And anytime you got big businesses with big profits, they love the status quo, and they'll hold on to it for dear life. And when they see things are going maybe not in their direction, what they'll do is they'll double down, buckle up, and keep their rates high and raise their rates. And I'm talking about cable companies.
Oh, yeah.
If you see that people are cutting the cord and you know it's going on more and more, and part of the reason is when people get their bill, they are shocked.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally shocked.
Yes.
Because, you know, maybe they've been paying it. Maybe it comes out automatically. Actually, take a look at it like, what the are we paying for?
That used to be a car payment, what you pay for your digital stuff.
That's exactly right.
It is.
It is exactly right.
Who would have dreamed?
So, and here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing. Okay, if you're in business and you're running the big, you know, a big cable company, you see the writing on the wall. Now, you know, you've got satellite stuff. So you've got like the DirecTV, the Dish, and all that. You know, they could have owned everything. They could have owned everything. But they failed on the price point. People realized, hey, after the special order, gee, that bill looks an awful lot like the cable that I...
Yeah.
The cable bill that I left because it was too high.
Uh-huh.
So they screwed up.
Yep.
They're both going to pay a price, right? Instead of saying, hey, we got to find a way to bring this cost down to customers. Hey, if you sign, you know, a 5-year contract, you get all the channels and your internet service for $150 a month. They'll still make money.
Oh, sure they will.
And they would have all the consumers locked into contracts, and they would be very, very happy. But people at the top running businesses usually aren't. They're not quite that sharp.
They get disconnected, yeah.
Yes, they do.
So to speak.
It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, happy Thursday, and welcome. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. FBI arresting a Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. That is one of your top stories. And the House Ethics Committee not releasing the Gates report, at least not right now. Of course, the Dems are pushing hard for that to be released. ICE arrests 3 illegal immigrants in Massachusetts. 2 charged with child rape. 1 convicted of same crime back in Brazil. Meanwhile, this happened in Massachusetts. The governor, Maura Healey, recently said her state would not cooperate with President-elect Trump's mass deportation plans. I can't believe the citizens would put up with that. Are they going to remember that when election time rolls around for her? Or are these just, you know, got their dumb Democrats with their heads buried in the sand? Look, this isn't political, like, you know, you've got to read every, you know, story and do deep research. Isn't it pretty logical?
Yeah.
They're committing crimes, raping, murdering, drug trafficking, gangs. And you want to protect the bad guys?
That's messed up.
Which, by its very nature, you are unprotecting the people that you have sworn to protect. The people. It's insanity. What do they tell? Like, what do they? I don't know if this, this Governor Maura Healey, I don't know anything about her in terms of family or anything. She got kids, but I mean, what did she tell? She got daughters. Yeah, look, there's going to be a couple of rapes maybe around the neighborhood from illegals, but this collateral damage. But overall, you know, we're giving people a better opportunity in America. Yeah, it comes at the expense of American safety. But hey, we're all going to pay a price, right? It's crazy. U.S. Immigration Custom Enforcement officials in Boston announced Wednesday these arrests that I've been telling you about. They've been charged with forcibly raping children in Massachusetts, a 3rd individual convicted of raping a child in Brazil, hiding in the U.S. after being caught and released at the U.S. border in 2022. Caught and then released under the Biden administration. And you want to protect people like that.
Wow.
The arrest comes after the Massachusetts governor, Maura Healey, said her state would not cooperate with President-elect Trump's federal immigration enforcement efforts once he returns to the Oval Office. ICE said one of the suspects, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, was arrested for forcible rape of a child, but was released in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, by authorities who ignored a detainer request made by the federal agency to hold or transfer him to federal custody. That's all they're asking. Hey, if you don't want to deal with this effectively, we will. We will just hand him over. No, we want to protect rapists? Man. I just want to know, in what world does that connect and make any sense to anybody? Politicians have said absurdly ridiculous things through the ages, going back to the Roman Empire and then some. But today in modern society, you can say these things with a straight face and you think that it's defensible? The suspect, 21-year-old Minor De Paz Munoz, entered the U.S. September 24, 2020, near Eagle Pass, Texas, released by U.S. Border Patrol. Oh, with notice to appear.
Oh, well, see, that
for
makes
for immigration
okay.
review.
Yeah, see, they'll show up.
Yeah.
They'll come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wait, later arrested in Western Massachusetts by police February 29, 2024, for the rape of a child by force, rape of a child, indecent assault and battery on a person 14 or older. Yep.
Well, let's bring them in unvetted, you know, whatever. Come on.
It's crazy. The second suspect, 42-year-old Billy Butrazo Bustos of Colombia, arrested by the same police force, Great Barrington Police, October 8, 2023, for allegedly raping a child by force, statutory rape, aggravated rape. He was admitted into the U.S. on May the 4th, 2016 at John F. Kennedy International Airport, New York, though he failed to leave under the terms of his visa. So he was granted a visa and then didn't follow up with the terms. This is insanity. We have a president-elect who will do everything in his power to turn this stuff around. We definitely need the help of Congress. I cannot believe. I mean, how could you not make politicians accountable? I mean, these are pretty simple things. Protect your people, your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you're protecting, literally protecting, rapists and murderers.
They've got to be called out somehow. They just do.
I mean, even if you set the whole, you know, status aside of citizens or not, rapists on one side, innocent citizens and children on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Who should you make an effort to protect? I can't believe I got to lay it out like that. It's utter insanity. All right. We'll try to find some good stuff, some silver linings, etc. coming up in the next hour of the show. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.